Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Alex, when you get dried off, could you help me? I can't get on the call.
And it's good morning. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Yay. I can
hear
you now.
Okay. There we go. I've been trying to get on the call here for a few times. I call and I hang up.
And I've been trying to get on the call. Yes.
So
I've been on my computer.
So, yay,
okay.
Here we are. Yay. We made it. All
yay.
Right. So clearly this is an important call because the systems have been giving us a hard time. So it's important. So that's what's up. So good morning and
most
welcome
definitely.
to the program.
Good morning and thank you.
Oh my goodness. Happy
good
Saturday
morning.
Everyone.
Yes.
Here we are. I guess, you know, every once in a while the technical systems are what they are. And here we are on the air with Blog Talk Radio and New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio with Rona Garland. Good morning and welcome. Rona is a good friend of mine. She's a reverend here in our local community here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And since she's been sitting here trying to get on the radio for 10 minutes, I'm going to let you tell people a little bit about you and just cut to the chase so you could just tell them about you, who you are, what you do, and then I'll get to asking you some questions.
All right. Thank you. And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the program, and especially good morning and thank you to Angel. She's just truly, Angel Thacker is the real Angel. So here I am, Verona Garland. I am a credentialed science of mind and interfaith minister. Also, I'm a spiritual counselor. And so what my specialty is I call myself a discovery coach because I aid and guide everyone who comes to me to discover their highest and best version of themselves and really to be able to go inside and excavate any of those things that may be blocking us, may be holding us in one place, anything that appears to not give you an ability to reach your dreams, reach your goals, reach that you most enjoy and be and express what makes your heart sing. So that's what I do. I'm also a prosperity coach, which means I am helpful and I can guide you in owning, accepting, receiving, and knowing and embracing the abundance and prosperity and opulence that you are because it's there in the universe for us. And there's been some societal blockages possibly that make us think it's not ours. However, it is. So really, I work together with clients and groups to get clear on that, to get clarity, discernment, and understand really what it is for you and as you. So basically that's what I do, as well as I do inspirational speaking at different spiritual centers. I'm a staff minister at a spiritual center in the Oakland area, as well as sometimes fairs and workshop places and things like that. So that's what I do.
Well, that was a lot. that was quite a list of things that you do. That was a lot. I was trying to keep up, and I was writing the little notes. Oh, hey, I want to talk about. Hey, let's talk. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just stopped writing. So, one thing I wanted to click into that I think you have some callers. So for those who are listening that are waiting to call to talk to Verona, I'll get you guys here in a second. There's just some things I want to key in here since we had some technical difficulties. I want to make sure she gets an opportunity to speak to some really cool things that she does. And the key word that stood out for me was prosperity coach. So talk to me about what that means when you say you're a prosperity coach.
So what that means is, first and foremost, really going within and looking at the stories we have believed about ourselves about prosperity, really getting an idea about your belief system about prosperity. Just like a perfect example, I was working with a client recently, and we were talking about wealth versus non-wealth, the people who have money and the people who don't have money. What she perceived is that people who are wealthy are not as likable as people who are not wealthy. So what we got down to the basis of that is, okay, so do you consider yourself to be likable or unlikable? And if you consider yourself to be likable, which we all prefer to, then perhaps you're thinking of yourself as not fitting in that category of wealth because you already have a belief system that wealthy people are unlikable. So really, that's part of what I do, what we do together. And the other thing we do together is real practicum. I mean, really, really things that open the doors of prosperity, such as, it's really easy, an easy one, give compliments all day long. And really, really give compliments. Really, everyone you interact with, everyone you have any sort of contact with, give a compliment. Another really easy prosperity, yeah, just give a compliment, because what this is doing is it's putting you in the law of attraction for giving and receiving. Okay, so once you, and a lot of us, especially us women, we do a lot of giving, and perhaps we may not be aware that our giving muscle is not as built up as our receiving muscle. And part of opulence, affluence, and prosperity is opening that receivingness within you. So this is the other part. As you give, it gives you an opportunity to learn to receive also, because it really does. It really the universal law of attraction. It really activates this law just by doing something as seemingly simple as giving a compliment to everyone who you interact with. And I mean a really from the heart compliment, not just like, oh, I think your hair looks good. Oh, I think your hair dye color is good. Really, really, I mean something that from the heart feeling compliment. And you'd be surprised also how that shifts your prosperity, because also now you're moving into that attitude of gratitude. And once you're in the attitude of gratitude also, then it also opens up the floodgates of prosperity in our lives.
Really, so that's interesting. You said a couple of things that that were really interesting. How, you know, number one, we tend not to like people that have wealth. And
yes.
And if I'm hearing what you're saying here is, if I have negative energy in my space and in my attitude about wealthy people, and I'm mad at them because how dare they be wealthy, then how difficult is it going to be for me to be wealthy? Because I'm mad at it.
Thank you,
right?
Angel. Mm-hmm. Yes, Angel. Absolutely, positively. Thank you for being so succinct. Because if I feel, if I have that negative energetic about wealthy people, well, how am I going to be wealthy? So when I get wealthy, how am I going to feel about me? Or how is it going to even open up the possibility of wealth for me when I have a negativity about it, and that negativity also pervades the actual wealth, the actual abundance, as it flows to me. So really, it's like putting putting your hand out and putting a stop. Like, oh no, I can't have you because I have this whole negativity energetic that I'm feeding with an old belief system. And the thing that's important is that we do not beat ourselves up about these old belief systems. Give ourselves an opportunity to be in awareness of them. And the awareness is 90% of the breaking down and dissipating those beliefs.
My gosh, that is so crazy. You put it cut to the chase and tapped on a concept that I have not heard anybody actually just say. You know, being in this industry for as long as I have, I talk about prosperity, I talk about wealth, and I've never heard anybody just say straight up, if you are having hate towards wealth, you are never going to have wealth. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah, and I wanted to let the callers know, excuse me for interrupting you, Angel, I want you to all know that the reason I am a prosperity coach is that it has been one of my biggest life lessons. So I'm not just spouting this out to you because I learned it, or it is something I have walked the talk as far as prosperity.
Well, I'm going to let you take a caller here since they've waited so patiently with all the stuff. Let's get a caller through because I have lots of questions. Good morning. You are on the air with the Reverend Garland of Verona Garland. How can we help you today? Good morning.
Hello.
There we go. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go.
Hi. What am I allowed to ask?
Well, this is, you're on the air with on Spirit Talk with Reverend Verona Garland. So she's a spiritual counselor and a prosperity coach. So I think that you can ask her whatever you feel like you can ask her. And if she has a more questions for you around the questions, she'll ask. Right, Verona?
Yes. Can I ask? Ask about love because I figure that's prosperity.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
So,
is
that your question about love?
Yes.
Okay, so it's interesting you should ask that. I'm just rereading for about the fifth time a wonderful book called The Prospering Power of Love by Catherine Ponder. She's a modern mystic and a New Age writer from way back in the 50s. And basically what I've been learning and what I know to be the truth is, as we embrace love, as you embrace the prospering power of love, as you embrace love, then that brings prosperity into your life. And what I mean by that is, as you accept and know that love, divine love, is always doing its perfect work in you, as you accept that and own that and know that, then your life is prospered in several ways, including in the area of love.
Okay.
Does that answer your question or help?
Well, for me, it's like I haven't really, I think I've been successful, but not in the way that I'd like to be.
And the way you'd like to be is? Successful in love is?
Like a long-term, I mean, I've had long-term relationships, but I'd like a long-term relationship, like someone
who,
reason, I don't know, it just seems like, and my friends have had the same thing where men just kind of go off somewhere after a while.
Okay. So here's the thing. A couple of things come through for me. The first thing, the question that I want to ask you, and it's for all the callers, and you don't need to answer it on the air. However, it's something for you to be with. Where are you in the love affair with yourself? Okay, and by that I mean that the relationship you have with you, in what place are you in that relationship? In what ways do you nurture you? In what ways do you adore you? In what ways do you support you? In what ways do you appreciate you? Because part of being in a long-term, any relationship, but especially a long-term, you know, partnership, is you initially accept the relationship with yourself. And then that relationship you have with yourself magnetizes a person who also has a relationship with themselves. And then those two relationships meld together. Okay? That's the first part of this. And the second part of it is that one of the ways, and this is another prosperity practice, one of the ways, surefire ways to open yourself to a long-term loving relationship that you would like is to appreciate and be grateful for and be in a place of joyousness for those who already have the relationship. Okay, so I'm going to give an example. I have a friend. She just celebrated her 37th year of marriage, which is so spectacular. And I have been her friend for over 35 years, and I was there with her for in the times when it didn't appear that it was going to be that way. However, I am, and for me, perhaps I don't have relationship. I'm just making this up. Perhaps I don't have relationship. I'm not in a space in a relationship that where I want to be. However, I know it's of great importance for me to celebrate with her and to give thanks with her and to be happy for her, because that also is also part of the universal law of setting you up for exactly what it is your heart desires.
Right.
So how does that feel within?
Well, see, according to my perception, I think that I do those things.
Okay, and you're doing all those things.
Well, I'm happy for other people.
Okay, so you're happy for other people, and how are you? I didn't get to ask you. And what about that relationship you have with your wonderful self?
Well, I think that I have a good relationship with myself.
And so do you have built into your schedule, in your iPhone, your iPad, your planner, times and appointments that you do things for you? Only for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So and that's great. So I'm celebrating with you in that. I'm happy for you in that. So the only other part of this is you get an opportunity to be in the knowingness that this relationship that you desire is already gestating. It is already building from within itself, and yours is now to allow it to come forth. And I understand what you're probably thinking, well, why is she saying this? Because one of the big things here is to be in the knowingness that it's already happening, to accept that, to really, really in your heart of hearts accept that and know that. And the next thing is to know that it is on its way, it is magnetizing itself to you, and yours is to keep doing all those spectacular things you're doing with you, for you, and as you, as well as for your friends and community and loved ones. And it appears. And trust me, it's the honest to goodness truth. It does appear. It does take serious faith and patience. However, it is here. And the other thing I want to add is that it's important. Angel talked about energetics up front. It's important to know when you are in that energetic of woe is me, why isn't it happening to me, to take a look at that energetic and then allow it to be gone. You know, just like, okay, I see you're here. I see those sorts of thoughts are here. And guess what? Thank you for coming. And I don't need these thoughts. I don't need this energetic. So you can go. I'm giving you permission to leave my existence. I'm giving you that permission. I'm allowing that to happen. So. Anything else?
Actually, I think we lost her. It looks like she dropped, the call dropped.
Okay.
So you had
right.
some powerful
okay.
things to say. And I have to say this, with no offense to any callers that are calling in, because she did drop off, and I think she hung up because I don't think she was hearing what
I
she
see.
Wanted to hear.
Okay.
I don't think she was hearing
right.
what she
okay.
was wanting to hear. And I think that as I was listening to you, because I was really, the reason it took me a minute to speak, because I was kind of caught up in what you were saying. I was like, wow, this is really cool. Because you were giving her permission to take her power back and create a conversation around what there is to do to create this space of prosperity and love that she was wanting so bad. And rather than just saying, hey, go to the coffee shop today and you will see there will be a brown-eyed guy with blonde hair, introduce yourself, and that's going to be the love of your life. Because I think that's what she wanted to hear.
Oh, I see. All right. I understand. Yes.
And I must say,
Angel. No, go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say, for me, what you had to say was much more powerful. And where I was going with that is, do you find that in your work that people want to have the easy answer and not that deep soul correcting, soul fixing answer that you're trying to give them to help them have that long term, what did you say, your friend, 34, 37 years of marriage?
37. Mm-hmm.
If you want to connect with somebody and be with them for 37 years, you got to do that deep soul work, right?
Yes. And Angel, you absolutely are speaking the truth here. You got to do the deep soul work, because that kind of connectivity, that's what it's about, is the deep soul work. And yes, I find several times that people come to me and they want a quick fix, because we live in a quick fix society. And we also, with all the wonderful technological things we have, it's instant gratification society, it appears to be also.
Oh, gosh, yes, right?
Yes. However, really, the key to it all is there are all sorts of practical things to do. The deep work is the most important part of the work. However, if you feel that you need to, like you said, go to the coffee shop today, then there are some of those practical things too. There are some of those, like if you, like when you're looking to meet someone, okay, every man that you encounter or every woman that you encounter, whatever is your sexual preference, give them your business card or say to them, hi, my name is such and such. Would you like to have coffee or tea sometime? So there are some of those, what I call surface things too, that I often counsel people to do when standing in steadfast faith, having absolute patience, when it feels antsy, when it feels like, well, I'm doing the work, however, it doesn't appear that things are happening. Because the truth of it is when we're doing the work, and I really call it growth work, when we're doing the growth work, it affects a change. It affects a huge, huge paradigm shift, and things happen. It activates different parts of the universal law. Yeah.
That's really, really cool. And, you know, I interview a lot of different people on this show, and I have a lot of different practitioners, mm-hmm. and the people who call in have different kinds of energy that they want to hook into. And what I find is if I have someone on here who is really what I would kind of call a fortune teller, or somebody who can answer questions and just, you know, where did I put my keys and do you see me getting this job?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's that. And I find that a lot of practitioners are coming up right now that are more than just fortune tellers. I find people are becoming transformational, focused practitioners. And as I hear them talking about how you can transform your life today, I'm finding resistance. And I'm finding that people are a little afraid of transforming their lives. Do you get
I get that regularly.
Mm-hmm. Talk to
when
talk
I'm
to
counseling
with
people. I get that all the time, and I'd really like to speak to that. What that really I have found is about is, okay, so I'm standing on the edge and I'm stepping and you're asking me to step off the edge. You're asking me to step off the edge of my old belief systems. My old habits, my old practices, and I'm just saying this that who I'm counseling, what basically is happening there is I don't know what's going to happen when I step off that edge. I don't know that there's a safety net off of that edge. And the most important thing is, who am I going to be when I go to the other side? Who am I going to be when I let go of all these old behaviors, habits, and practices, when I really immerse myself in the deepest part of my transformation? Sometimes it's a challenge to conceptualize, oh my goodness, who am I going to be and what am I going to be when I get to that point? So a lot of times that's where I find there's a lot of resistance. So one of the ways that for my clients that I work through the resistance, or that we work together through the resistance, flow through the resistance, is to write affirmations or write an imagining even in your head, or you can write it down on paper, of the person you want to be when you get to that other part, when you get to the other side, so to speak, because in human terms, in our human brains, we can conceptualize it that way. Then when it makes it more palatable, it makes it feel safer, it makes it more comfortable as you move through the growth work, because you've already set up this example of who you desire to be. And usually, most definitely, that happens, or the more you really end up, there's more and more of you that you hadn't tapped into yet that makes itself known to you. Yeah.
Wow. In the growth process, you know, you talked about the law of attraction. Do you have, like, key areas that you focus on? So I come to you for a session, and maybe it's not even just about prosperity for me, or maybe the reason I'm not able to generate prosperity has to do with, like, deep stuff within me. Do you take people through, like, a cycle of processes of clearing and releasing, and you know what is your process if I come to you and want to get some work done because I want to be a millionaire? Sorry, I said it out loud. Mm-hmm. I want to be a millionaire, so, but I'm not. so what do I do to make it happen?
It's a dual activity happening simultaneously. Part of it is just the basics of how do you handle your money, okay? Because we think of prosperity as money, even though prosperity is in the myriad of facets of our lives. So part of it is like, how do you handle your money? And by that, I mean, Do you keep a journal of exactly how much money you spend each day and then look at it at the end of the day? And the purpose of that is, what are one of the things I asked her, what are your prosperity goals? Like you just said, I want to be a millionaire. Okay, so if you want to be a millionaire and you have a journal and you look at your journal for 7 days of the week, what kind of money you spent, did you spend it on those things that are going to lead you to your goal? Let's say you'd like to have a new home. That's part of your prosperity dream. Okay, so the money you spent, in what ways did that money that you circulated out into the universe, in what ways did it tap into reaching that goal? Okay, and one of the other things is, let's say you decide, okay, I want to be a millionaire, and this is how much money I have, and this is how much money I want to spend this week. If you journal what you spend, you get to take a look and see, did I really spend that? And did I really spend it on those things that are of utmost importance for my moving forward in my growth? Okay, so that's one of just practical things, because one of the things I find, once we start journaling about how much money we're spending, it really clicks you into how much money you're spending. It really clicks you into, am I frivolously circulating money when I really like to be circulating it in a methodical plan? Okay. The second thing, then, that's a practical thing. The second thing that we do is I really do some meditation and some deep meditation and some going within work so that we can really get to your belief systems about money. And those are just like a 15-minute meditation, 20-minute meditation that really go into the depths of your beliefs and who you envision yourself to be. And also sometimes we even go into the little girl, little boy phase, because some of these beliefs we have about prosperity were plunked into us at a time when we were like sponges. Okay, so that's what we do. We do that. We do some meditations about that. And the other things we do is, then I often have clients research people who have money, research their lives, and then we discuss what things in that person's life speaks to you and how is it that you can bring that part of you into you. Do you know what I mean? Let's say this person, okay, let's talk about Miss Oprah Winfrey. Okay, maybe one of the things she does is she has money, however, she's a great philanthropist. So if her philanthropy is something that appeals to you about the fact that she is a very wealthy woman, in what ways in your life do you exhibit, embrace, or own philanthropy? So, and in that way, you can have your financial heroes and sheroes take a look at what they're doing and then know that that possibility is there within you too.
Yeah, you brought up one of my favorite people to point to when I'm speaking about prosperity. Is there is no better example in the world of someone who has control of their power around generating prosperity than Oprah Winfrey. Because that woman can do anything she wants to do. I've never seen anyone that's like hooked in and like on point with this is what it looks like, so much so that people do whatever she's like, here, go read this book, and people run, go read the book.
Yes. And you know what? Oh, go read this book, and it sells out that day. And I agree with you, and part of her, I know the basis of her prosperity is she believes that this is hers to have. So, you know, part of it is that we really get to that place of acceptability. It is mine to be, it is mine to have, it is mine to circulate prosperity. So, and that belief system, I think in her comes from affirming that's who she is, just what I said, like I do in counseling sessions, going within in meditation and figuring out what are those old belief systems, and then putting it out there in the universe, knowing it's already going to happen. You know what I mean? Like just in a simple way of what I call affirmations, saying the words, I am financially fit. That's just one, an easy one that you could say over. And as you say that, it's not surprising to me, however, it is sometimes to clients, how their finances shift. Because it's a belief system that you've now hooked into. And so I am financially fit. Yeah. So, and now, I do know that one of her counselors or one of the persons that she's learned from is Michael Bernard Beckwith. And this is part of what he teaches. Yeah.
Michael Bernard Beckwith. Okay.
Michael
so,
Bernard Beckwith, yeah.
Beckwith, okay. So now we're talking about prosperity, and I think that's really cool. So I'm not going to let that go because I know a lot of people are really anxious to want to be prosperous. And so you said at the beginning of this, let me look at my little notes here. You said you are – where is it? Ah, here we go. You are speaking from a space where you know what this means. So like you said it with passion, like you went you've lived the life. You've been through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen some things. Like
mm-hmm.
this whole prosperity conversation is a conversation you can relate to. Talk to us about that so that people can understand you're
okay.
not just someone who had a rich family and like you're just like come from money and you like have a relationship with money because money comes to you easy.
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, thank you.
Well,
thank you, Angel, because I'd love to. I'd love to do
I can't even finish
this.
My
yeah.
story because it was funny to her because she's like, yeah, that's not me.
So, yeah. So what I'd like to share with everyone is that I'm from the Midwest, and I'm from a family where my father worked. He was an accountant, and my mother was a housewife. And what I learned at the home I grew up in, and my parents spent a good amount of their time arguing about money. And so what I learned from the very beginning is there's not enough. Even though we had a house, we had food, that was one of the things, belief systems that was put into me from the very beginning, okay? Then I went on, grew up, went to college, went and started my life, and so I started on a credit card binge. I got a credit card when I went to college. My parents handed me a credit card and said, here you go, here's a credit card. It's for emergencies. And we will pay it. Well, I only listened to this. Here's the credit card part, okay? And so I ran the credit card up to the point where my parents said to me, okay, no more credit card. However, I got out of college and went on about my adult life. However, I started on this credit card binge addiction, I might even call it. And so I was always with the credit cards, always buying the most expensive things, always this, that, and the other. It got to be when I turned 30 and I found myself over $100,000 in debt. And at that time, I had a job that I made about, I don't know, $1,000 a month at the most.
Oh, my.
And so,
so
I really looked at it and I could see, okay, this is going to take the rest of my life to take care of. And I realized I had hit a wall. And so I actually went to a financial counselor and said, what is it I'm doing? And the financial counselor did help me with the nuts and bolts of, okay, you got to get on a payment plan. You got to spend this. You got to spend that. You got to have a budget. However, at the time, she didn't really go to the underlying level of it. And I was so blessed to find on my studies and on my travels this wonderful financial counselor, prosperity speaker. Her name is Edwine Gaines. And I got to go to a seminar of hers. And Edwine Gaines helped me to see that this whole financial thing, that's what she was talking about. It's about something going on within you, some emotion, some spiritual principle. And basically what she taught was that if you have a lot of debt, then you have a good amount of forgiveness growth work to do. Now is your chance to forgive yourself. Now is the time to forgive yourself and forgive whatever else is in there, lurking in there, and this will release you from that. Well, so I learned that and I heard that and I didn't like that, but I listened to her. And then it took me about a decade to do it. It took me a long time to do it, what felt like a long time. And I had my ups and downs of going high up in debt again, going low in debt, going high up in debt, going low in debt. And then I finally decided when I reached about 40 years old, okay, we're going to do this now, and it's available. And so I did a lot of growth work on forgiveness. I did a lot of growth work on what were my embedded beliefs about prosperity, as well as I kept myself in a strict awareness place of myself, prosperity, my feelings about it, my perception of it, and some of those exercises I've mentioned before earlier in the program, and started doing those exercises all the time. With me, all the time, all the time, all the time.
Wow.
So after I made my way through all that, it became known to me, wow, if this happened to me, I'm sure there are millions of other people that it's happening to. And for me, part of my growth work too was, besides forgiving myself, it was letting go of the shame I had for what I thought was a shameful way to live, which was really not. It was my pattern. It was just what was mine to learn. So that's how I came to be a prosperity coach, because it makes my heart so full and makes my heart sing, sharing these prosperity practices with others so that we can all really be in that place of our highest and best self, and also in that space and place of joy and love, not just outwardly, but within too. That joy and love and happiness and gratitude that we have just for our lives in general, it starts from deep within. Yeah.
Where are you now?
Okay.
This prosperity process, because I think prosperity means different things to different people. And I think, you know, in kind of going back to the original caller that started off the program, you talk about, you know, I want prosperity and love, but I want it on my terms. I don't understand what it means to be prosperous. Also means I have to take a mirror. And this is in every area. And I believe this, that
mm-hmm.
it's not just about I get up in the morning, I say a mantra, I burn a candle, I do these three activities, and I walk into the world, walk out my door in a conversation of I'm going to be prosperous today. It's about me and looking at every aspect of my soul to create prosperity. And so where are you in that process, so that people can understand that this is not just a speech. This is, you walk the walk, right?
Yes,
walk the walk,
I understand.
Talk the talk.
First thing, talk the talk. First thing I want everyone to know, it's an ongoing growth work within me. Okay. So where I am, thank you for that question. Where I am is, first thing, I make sure that I am in awareness that, like you said, prosperity is not just about my bank book. Okay. It's about every single phase of my life. So I do growth work, spiritual practices for every single phase of my life on a regular basis, the same ones I did 20 years ago. I'm still doing them right now. Where I am now is actually I have more prosperity in my life now than I've had than I can imagine. Then I when I look at it, it's like, wow, look at all this prosperity. However, I do know that part of the reason for that is I am grateful for even what someone might call the most minute bits of prosperity in my life, okay? Because prosperity cannot flourish in our lives without gratitude. Prosperity and gratitude go hand in hand. So I have a regular gratitude practice. I have, like, in the mornings, I write down before my meditation, I write down five things I'm grateful for. And in the evenings before I go to bed, I write down, or I actually put in my voice memo in my phone, five accomplishments that I'm grateful for that I have participated in that day. Okay, so that I keep the gratitude going. The other thing is that I am circumspect about circulating all the prosperity that is given to me. I tithe regularly because I know that what is given to me is mine to give back. Okay, and you don't have to tithe to a spiritual center, a church, a synagogue. I have tithed to, like, I tithe wherever I'm spiritually fed, wherever I get fuel for my soul. So, like, I have tied to one time to a waitress in a restaurant where we were having a nice talk, and I was there for a while, and we were having a conversation, and what we talked about fed my soul. I could feel it happening. It was like, bling, 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 bling. I could feel it going on. So I make sure that I do things like that. And the other place I am is that I am aware that, for me, prosperity is not about cash. That is not the only thing. So I make sure I am really discerning that prosperity is not about cash. And on callers, I'm going to give you a perfect example. About 6 months ago, I was feeling that I didn't have community to be a part of, even though I am a minister and I have a lot of these things. However, I wanted, like, some close girlfriends. I wanted some close feeling tone. And so I just took it into prayer. I also just embrace that it is happening right here and right now. It is happening. And I had some parameters, and this is about prosperity. You know, someone who's of like mind, someone who's energetic, someone who's zany, someone who's open, someone who's willing. So at the same time, I also decided, you know what, I need to prosper my life and my body and what it is I do with myself. I went to a class called Afro Belly Boogie because I need to prosper the changes in my life. I knew that. And I came, it makes me almost cry. I came upon this wonderful, spectacular friend called Angel Thacker.
Oh, stop it. Now you make me cry.
Put, Well, it's the truth. So I did write it down as when I have a prosperity journal. I wrote in my prosperity journal that this was a form of prosperity, that now I get to share this journey going around the sun on this planet with someone who is like mine, energetic, intelligent, family-oriented, loving, kind, and we're in it together. So I say that to say, and I like to give very personal examples from my life. That's a prosperous thing to me. This is a prosperous thing to me, that now I am in this sisterhood, liaison, friendship, growth process with this wonderful woman. So that's where I am right now in my prosperity. So, yeah.
That makes me feel so wonderful and warm. You have a caller. I'm going to let you take this caller real quick so that they can get some of this. But I think that it's important to point out, so hold on, caller, don't go nowhere. It's important to point out that what you just did was part of the process of gratitude. When the universe brings you what you want, you got to put it out there in a process of gratitude so that it can continue to bring you what you want. And the gift of gratitude is tenfold. And you just made me feel so warm. But that's what it looks like when you want to continue prosperity. You can't just greedily take stuff and hold on to it like, yay, I got my $300. Woohoo! You have to give that gratitude. And it looks different for everything. And just the little blessings that you create more blessings. That little warmth that you created for me that I'm going to carry with me today is going to bring you back so much by that little process of gratitude that you created. And that's part of the prosperity thing. And I wanted to just say that because I don't think people understand how important that gratitude is to continue the chain of prosperity that you're trying to generate. So I just wanted to put that out there because it was just so wonderful. But
most
let me let you take this.
And, okay.
Go ahead. Please finish that thought. Emphatically finish that because it's going to be awesome.
Most
what were you
emphatically
gonna say?
That's the key. No, that's it. Most emphatically, that's the key. That chain of gratitude. Yes, because it's the whole universe, all the planets, all the cosmos is a circulation thing. It's a circular thing. And so when we step into gratitude, we're really stepping into this vast pool of prosperity. Yeah.
Man. So let's let the caller get his or her juices. In here. Good morning. You're on the air with Reverend Garland. Who are we speaking to?
Hi there. My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I was calling, you know, I was at the hairdresser this morning and brought my son in, and she was talking about how she goes and does the old ladies at the nursing home, does their hair, and they try to give her money and she won't take it. And I said, you know, if they want to give you money, you can't deprive them of that joy. And I felt like there was a real disconnect between, you know, the ability to receive. And I like really what you said about scheduling time for yourself in your calendar so that you can get the thing done that you want to get. But my question is, I find once you've got your gratitude, I find that the sun shines brighter once I'm in a place of gratitude. But I also find that there's a lot of people around me who envy the space that I'm in and try to bring me down because they don't like that I can't be, I don't know, what do you want to say? They can't get me into their vortex of negativity.
Mm.
What do you do with those people?
You know what? I love this, Jennifer, and I love the example you had from this morning with the hairdressers. You bless them on their way. You give them, you give thanks for them showing up in your life. That's another gratitude thing, because the reason these people are showing up in your life is they're drawn to the radiant light that you are. So you bless them for showing up in your life because a couple of things. First, that radiant light that you are is shining into and within them, whether they acknowledge it at the moment or not. Okay, just like Angel said about what I said about her, that's something she gets to carry with her the rest of the day. The other thing is that by them showing up, it validates and re-energizes you in the truth that you are, the things that you know to be the truth of who and what you are. And I also hear you asking, and when they start with the languaging, you get an opportunity to flip the script, so to speak. So if someone's like, oh, yeah, well, this isn't this and this isn't that, and you get an opportunity to use just that verb I just used, flip the script and say to them, yes, and we get to look at this together, or we get to be in this together, or we get to know together that there's a solution here. Things like that where you allow those people to know that we get an opportunity to versus it's being put upon us by, from some outside force. we, each one of us individually and collectively, our community, we get the opportunity to stand in that place where you are. Does that help?
Sorry, I had to jump in. Yeah, that really helps. Thank you. Like, I get what you're saying.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
great. And also, Jennifer.
I'm
yes.
sorry. I was going to ask Jennifer a question. Because I want you to, Jennifer, if you can ask this or speak to this for the Reverend, because I really like that you went to the beautician this morning, and they said something that didn't really click with you, and it's powerful to me. I'm imagining what that looked like. Like you're sitting there having, because I went to the beautician last night. That's like our little reservoir of peace and joy. You know, we go to the beauty parlor to sit away from everything and get our own juice, you know, our plug-in, our own sanctuary, so to speak. And she said something to you in her talk that didn't resonate with you, that made you feel kind of, I don't know if that's like these little old women, they have little joy in their life, except the lady comes and she does their hair, and they want to take their dollars and their nickels and their quarters, and it's probably not much, right? And they want to give a little,
yeah.
and you're stopping them, right? You're like putting a hand up and saying no in this facade of wanting to give, but you're like disconnecting the chain of prosperity for them, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so how, you know, you talked about how it made you feel. But what I liked is that it gave you cause to think. So how does that, what did that change for you? Did it change anything for you between what you heard in the beauty shop and what you heard when in the summation here with the Reverend Garland? What did that make you process?
I felt that I did say something to her, and I felt like sometimes I feel like I'm being of service. And sometimes I feel like I'm receiving of service. And I think sometimes, Reverend Garland already said it, it's as much about receiving as it is giving.
Yes. I mean, I think that's really cool. I mean, I don't know if you want to speak to that, or you may have already kind of felt like you spoke to it, Reverend Garland, but I think the shift for Jennifer and where she wants to be in her life is so so uniquely stated by her reaction to this mm-hmm. moment, where I think in my imagination, the beautician is like almost bragging, right? Oh, I went and did this thing, and they wanted to give me money, and I'm like, no. Like she did something like kind of noble, right? But at the end of the day, what she did was literally is cutting off the chain. You know, people, and I say that all the time to people. If somebody walks up to you and they want to give you something, it's not taking advantage of them. You know, you can dial them back if you feel like they're getting too much. You know, you can dial them back. But when they want to give up their heart, you have to accept, right?
Yes.
It's like you have – it's like part of the story you have to accept for that to continue.
Yeah, and basically – I want to say thank you so much for bringing that up. Thank you, Jennifer, for the example. And that's it exactly. If your desire is to be prosperous, just what you said, Angel, it is not your right to break the chain. If prosperity in life, all facets of your life, is something that you desire, and we all desire it, and one of the reasons we desire it is that it is ours to have, just by virtue of the fact that we chose to incarnate here. It is ours. The universe says, here, take it, it's yours. However, part of it is to, just what you did today, Jennifer, keep the chain flowing, as well as reminders to others of, you know, there is a innate love and joy in life that's flowing through us at all times. And so we each get an opportunity to open up to that. We get an opportunity to let that open us up. We get an opportunity to see it burst forth, much like fireworks. So yes, absolutely. And I understand what you're saying, Jennifer, about how you spoke to the person. And then I really feel that it, once again, it validates you. It affirms that the place and space where you are is absolutely one of perfection, because we're all really perfect wherever we are at any given moment. So, yeah, thanks. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling
in.
Thank you. And I appreciate your call. You made something real present for me, and I hope that you move forward
mm-hmm.
today kind of with that in mind, as the universe made that clear for you. There's something that you're here to do. So think about what it is, that you were made to see that today as you move through, as you move through this next step in your life. So I just felt that that's something that came to me that I needed to say because they wanted me to say it. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah,
thank you.
Very cool. Very cool. So we're down to the last couple of minutes, and I want to make sure you give a call to action, people. How can people get in touch with you if they wanted to work with you? You know, call out your digits and your website so that people can connect with you for services.
So what I'd like everyone to know is that I'd love for you to connect with me for services. I'd love for you to come to me. And as Angel so magnanimously and graciously gave me an opportunity to let you know about in the middle of the program, these things that I'm counseling, these things that I'm teaching are things that I have walked through, lived through. I'm walking the walk, talking. I'm not just talking the talk. This is a compilation of my life experiences. I call my prosperity counseling and my spiritual counseling and experiential because they're things that I have done and I'm still doing right up until this moment. So to get in touch with me, you can phone me at 510-541-5200. My website is www.veronagarland.com and my email address is revverona, R-E-V-V-E-R-O-N-A-1 at gmail.com. Those are the ways you can get in touch with me, and I look forward to hearing from all of you.
So what is your call to action for people this wonderful Saturday morning?
What I want everyone to do this wonderful Saturday morning, accept the divine perfection that you are, allow yourself to step into the flow of growth, and give yourself an opportunity to be the most prosperous, the most wonderful, the most joyous, the most the highest and the best you that you can be. And my call to action is start with small steps and watch and see how it grows and flows and just absolutely magnifies itself in, through, and as you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we're going to have you on as often as we can as a member of the New Age Guild. So I would love to get you in as we move into one of my favorite months, which mm-hmm. is November, because the holiday season launches this coming week with Halloween. But, you know, having a mm-hmm. whole month here in America that's focused on Thanksgiving, I'm looking forward to finding some time to get you on the radio so we can talk about what Thanksgiving is about and the conversation of
Absolutely.
Prosperity. So I will be poking at you to see what we can do to get you on. But in the meantime, thank you so much for even though we had some difficulties getting you on, but it was a wonderful show. God bless you. Thank you so much, and have a fantastic day. See you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, callers.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community